On warm summer evenings, some folks like to drive down to the beach where they can eat popcorn, drink soda pop, and ride the roller coaster. Others prefer to get sick in different ways. But Richard E. Wilt is an ardent member of the Hamburger and Shoot for Shoot set. And as we grab a glimpse of him this evening, he and his girlfriend Susan and his friends Hugh and Flash are trying to cool off by fanning themselves with the kind of hot dogs that can only be put together at the beach.
Gee, these hot dogs are really something, aren't they?
Aren't they, Murder? They're made out of pork rinds, pig's livers, tripe, goose fat, and hog jowls. I didn't eat mine.
Me neither. They cooked them too long. You ruined them. Well, you got to admit, I'm hot tonight, huh? Put a poker in my spot and call me Streetcar Named Desire.
How you do? I'm a boss named Clune.
I like a transfer.
Oh, you fellas are crazy. Come on.
Hey, look, you guys, there's a tunnel of love. Why don't we take a ride in it?
Oh, no, it's all right for you and Susan to ride in one of them little old boats to that dark tunnel. But it's no fun for Flash and me.
What's the matter, you get seasick?
For once, I took a girl on a ride to the tunnel of love, and man, did we have fun. Wowee.
You had a time for yourself, huh, smoothie?
Man, did I. My boat beat hers by 2 minutes.
Hugh.
Okay, let's just skip the tunnel of love, huh, Hugh?
Hey, what goes on in that booth over there?
Where? Oh, yeah. Swami Hasim, palm reading, crystal gazing, and fortune told.
I guess he doesn't want to put all his eggs in one turban, huh?
It'd be fun to have a fortune told, why don't we?
Yeah, I'm for it, too. Come on, fellas, be a lot of laughs. Million laughs.
Gee, I'm so excited.
Now, look, if we're going to talk to them, let me handle this, because I know how to talk to characters like these swamis.
Okay, okay, so let you handle it.
Yeah.
Now, oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now leave it to me.
Okay.
Hi there, Swami. My name is Flash Mitchell, and I want you to know that I know how to talk to guys like you, see? I'm not going to let you push me around, because I'm on all your tricks. And I'm not going to let you get away with a thing. See, a single solitary thing. You understand? Sure thing, sucker. Oh, wait just a minute.
I don't know how good he reads palms, but man, he sure can read characters.
Mr. Swami, sir, we'd like to have our fortunes told.
Oh, really? And how much are you prepared to pay for such a privilege?
Yeah, the fortune teller, you tell us.
The last time I ran across a creature like this, I made him climb up a rope and disappear.
Come on, let's give it a try.
It'll be lots of fun, Rick.
Okay, I'll do it. Here's $1.25, Mr. Swami.
You're sure that's all you've got? For another 75 cents, I give a whale of an imitation of Called a Pandit.
Tell the fortune.
Present.
Yeah, let's get started. I'm dying to find out about the golden years of my future.
Let me see now. Your name. Your name is Rich.
Hey, that's pretty good. Now, what's the rest of it?
I don't know. Rich is the only name your friends have called you so far. Now then, give me your hand.
All right. Here.
Very interesting.
Yeah? Well, what do you see?
I see a hand that shows remarkable strength and willpower.
Yeah?
The lines show a man of unusual intelligence and mental alertness.
Yeah, yeah?
A man with a fine mind and a heroic character.
No kidding?
One with a superb disposition and a truly noble... Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Wrong hand. I was reading my own.
Get out of here. This fellow's a phony.
Yeah. Thank God. Now, let's get on with the reading. First, would you mind let me start a fire under this samovar?
Oh, are you going to boil some tea so you can read the leaves?
No, I'm just warming up some milk. It's good for my ulcer.
Flash is right. This towel-headed fellow is a phony.
Please, let us continue. Yes, I see many things. Good news.
Sorry about your ulcer.
Thank you. Now, before long, young man, you will come into money.
I'll come into money? Oh, boy.
Oh, Rich, that's wonderful.
What else do you see?
I see a tall, dark man.
tall, dark, and
handsome?
As a matter of fact, yes. He is tall, dark, and handsome.
Ah, that isn't a crystal ball you're looking at. It's a reflection of me in that mirror.
Now then, beware of this tall, dark man. Excuse me, young man.
Quite all right.
I say, beware of this tall, dark man. You and he will...
Your own thing?
You and he will have a conflict of wills over the money you shall come into. Aha! I see something else. A voyage. An ocean voyage.
I'm going to take an ocean voyage?
So be it.
You have to take Mother Cell seasick pills before I can open a can of anchovies.
You shall take an ocean voyage.
Well, if you say so. You see anything else?
Yes, I see that. Oh, no. I see nothing more. Nothing.
Now, wait a minute. You saw something.
No, nothing. Goodbye. I have to leave now. Very important appointment. Goodbye.
Hold on there, Swanee. You saw something that you're afraid to tell Rick tonight. The man that you let us know what it was.
That's right, Yami. And if you don't, we'll never use your yogurt again.
It was nothing, I said. You probably just a bad picture tube in the crystal ball. They make them so cheap these days.
Not true. You saw something. Now, what was it? Rich can take it.
Very well. I'll tell you. But I'm warning you, the shock may kill him.
It may? I mean, no. Don't tell me.
Courage, Rich.
Buddy. Say it's not a good word. According to my calculations, and I've never been wrong, this young man, forgive me, my boy, this young man will be murdered by his best friend.
Murdered by my best friend? Gee, what can I do?
Just take my advice.
Yeah? What's your advice?
If you see a ladder, walk under it. It won't make any difference now.
Come back, Mr. Swami. Come back.
Oh, let him go, Rich. He's just a big fake trying to scare you like that. Well, you're all right, pal. You're 14 carats.
Sure. You've got nothing to be afraid of, Rich, darling. That phony Swami didn't know what he was talking about. Isn't that right, you? You, say something encouraging to Rich.
Oh, sure. So long, Rich, old pal. I'll never forget you.
Quiet, stupid.
Don't talk that way to poor Rich. He won't be with us for long.
Now, cut that out.
Murdered by his best friend. Oh, what a way to go.
You stop it, will you? There's nothing to be afraid of. Swami's a big phony.
Oh, sure. He's just a big talker, trying to impress people by scaring them.
Oh, there's not a word of truth in anything he says. He makes it all up.
Well, I feel better now, because I really want to miss you, Rich.
Oh, that's nice of you, Hugh, but let's just forget about it, huh?
Okay. I won't say another word about it. Not another word.
Hey, let's go on home and take a ride on the merry-go-round.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. That's a wonderful idea.
Let's hurry.
Last one there gets murdered by his best friend.
Sorry. Well, it's sure been a swell evening, huh?
No, it certainly has. But it's getting late. We've got to start for home.
Yeah. You know, Sid, this makes me think of the last time I was down here. I took a girl to a dance at the beach.
You have fun?
Now, the waves kept knocking us down.
Flash, you're lying, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Why, sometimes you... Hey, look on the ground there, a silver dollar.
Hey, that's right. Go on, pick it up, Rick, honey, and you'll be lucky all week.
Okay. Gosh, look, a silver dollar.
Hey, it's just like that yummy fad. You come into money.
Hey, that's right. It isn't much, but you can't deny it. I came into money. It's funny that...
Hey, what? You with that curly hair and glasses.
Me with the hair and curly glasses? I mean, who's calling me?
It's that man over there.
The tall, dark one.
The tall, dark man is calling me?
What are you doing with that dollar, Buster?
Well, nothing, sir. I just found it here.
Well, it's mine.
Oh, no, sir. It couldn't be yours. See, I was just lying here.
I say it's mine. No. And so do you. Or do I have to tie your nose to your Adam's apple so you'll have to do your inhaling through your ears? Stand up to him, Rich. Don't let him bully you.
Yeah, stand up to him, Rich. Don't let him bully you.
That's right, Rich. Stand up to him. Don't let him bully you.
You heard him. Stand up to me. Don't let me bully you.
Now, listen, you. It's my dollar, and I want it right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, just a minute, mister. You can't talk that way to my buddy.
Oh, no?
What do you got to say about it, Squirt? Stand up to him. Don't let him bully you.
Hand over
that dollar.
Make him prove it's his, Rich.
Oh, I'm sure it's his, all right. Here, sir.
No, Rich. Make him prove it.
Yeah. can you identify the dollar, sir? Whose picture's on it?
Washington?
No, sir.
Jefferson?
Try the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty?
Congratulations. The dollar's obviously yours. Here, you take it.
Oh, no, Rich, it's yours.
Oh, come on now, let's have it.
Please?
Please.
Pretty please?
Pretty please.
Pretty please with bread and butter?
Oh, nuts. What am I arguing with you? Give me that dollar.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's the matter that. Come back here. Hey.
Oh, never mind, Rich.
Oh. Oh, I'm so mad I could cry. Oh, please don't, Rich. It's so messy, and you're wearing my shirt.
Why don't we cool off by taking one of those excursion cruises around the harbor? It'll take your mind off that bully, Rich.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea, but you know me and boats.
Oh, there's nothing to this kind of a trip, pal. We never even go outside the breakwater.
Well, okay, but I'm warning you. I get seasick by looking at a bundle of wet wash.
Nice and restful, Rich.
Yeah, sure is. I can use a rest after a night like this.
See, everything happened tonight, didn't it, pal? Yeah. First, that no good fortune teller who said you'd come in a money.
Yeah, what a feather. Claiming you'd have trouble over the money with a tall, dark man.
And saying you'd take an ocean voyage. Wasn't that silly?
It's a real fraud, all right. Nothing like that could possibly happen.
Certainly not.
Because I did come into a little money, a dollar.
Yeah, and you did have a little to-do with that tall dark character.
Yeah, sure. That's all forgotten now. Sailing along in this... Sailing... We're on a boat, aren't we?
Well, sure, pal, but
this is the ocean underneath.
Well, of course, Rick, but...
Get back, you fiend! Back all of you, back, I say.
Well,
came through. Yeah. These last hot flash from the crystal ball said I was going to be murdered by my best friend. Stand back.
Back, you hear? But I'm not your best friend, Rick. I hate you.
I can't stand the sight of you.
Rick, this is ridiculous.
Oh, get away. Get away. I'm not safe with any of you. You're all crazy about me.
Is in serious trouble, or at least he thinks he is. He's considering asking the American Express Travel Service to find him a hiding place on an empty planet. You see, he's convinced that a fortune teller who read his palm knew what he was talking about when he predicted that Rich would be murdered by his best friend. So now, Rich is living in deathly fear, trying the hard way to prove that the fortune teller was a liar.
Why, what are you doing here?
Well, this is my room. I live here. We're roommates, remember?
Likely story. Using that as an excuse to kill me.
Now, you've got to get over this foolishness. Pal, that fortune teller was talking through his tea leaves. Now, look, figure it out logically. Why in the world would I want to kill you?
Well, you're after my money, that's it.
What? But you don't have any money. You're flat broke.
Yeah, that's right.
Certainly that's right.
Okay, I got it. You envy me because of my social position.
Your social?
Certainly.
In the social register, buddy, you're strictly small change.
I guess I am. Oh, I know. You want to kill me because you're jealous of my power over women.
Yeah, that's it. Power over women?
got as much sex appeal as a soggy dish rag. You wouldn't have a pass made at you if you were a house mother in the YWCA. Sexy, you know.
Yeah.
Can't deny that.
I think you're right. No money, no social position, no sex appeal, I'm nothing.
Sure, Rich, you're miserable. But I'm your friend. I like you.
And that's why you want to kill me.
Huh?
You like me, and I'm such a miserable character, but you want to kill me to put me out of my misery. It'll be a mercy killing.
Oh.
Oh, you might as well, because you'll never take me alive. Oh, I'm too smart for you, Flash Mitchell, you killer, Rich.
Fat fiend. I'm going to keep you from murdering me if I have to die in the attempt.
I can't let him kill me. I just can't. I want to die a natural death, like crossing Sunset and Vine. There's so much living ahead of me. Golly, if there's only some way for me.
Oh, Rich, Barbara wakes up to you.
Don't come near me.
Oh, but I'm your friend, Rich, darling.
That's why I'm sure you want to put a bullet through my heart, Susan, honey.
Oh, I wouldn't do a thing like that, Rich, sweetheart. I love you.
And I love you, too, you vicious, no-good killer.
It's the ground you walk on.
I idolize the very air your lovely, delicate, exotic nostrils breathe, you brutal monster.
Please, listen.
Get away, away. One step closer and I'll yell for a cop and tell him you're trying to kill me.
He'll never believe you.
Okay, then I'll tell him you're trying to pick me up. And I'm not that kind of a boy.
That he'll believe.
Rich, point of fact, nobody's really trying to kill you. See, we are your friends.
Yeah, that's why you're trying to polish me off. The Swami said the foul deed to be done by my best friend.
Yeah, if you ask me, that Swami has bass in his billfree. But listen, why should you be afraid of all three of us? Only one could be your best friend.
Yeah, but which one? I can't take any chances. Susan's nuts about me. Flash thinks I'm the salt of the earth, and you consider me a little sterling chap.
Oh, come now, now.
I'm sorry, Hugh, but I won't be able to trust you until you prove to me you despise me.
How'd I do that?
Well, tell me what a bum I am.
Do I have to?
The only way.
Okay, you're a bum.
Good, good. Now tell me I'm a selfish, egotistical, cowardly, spineless wretch.
Well, if I have to. You're a selfish, egotistical, cowardly, spineless wretch.
Now, you get any idea. Now tell me I'm a lily-livered, moronic, pusillanimous, pernicious, vacillating gargoyle. Try it.
Okay, now, hold on now, hold on now.
Just try it.
I'm wearing high dramatic. You're a lily-livered, moronic, pusillanimous.
Yeah, go on.
Cut to the razor. Oh, all right. Baffling gargoyle.
Now, see? Now tell me I'm a scatterbrained, factious boor, a backward, nonsensical dope.
You're a scatterbrained, factious boor, a backward, nonsensical dope, a wooden-headed, allopated slob. And you're a wall-eyed, knock-kneed slob.
Oh, hold it, you.
A bone-headed, susceptible, bow-legged slob.
Not
a wall-eyed, knock-kneed slob.
You convinced me.
Well, I mean, a low-down, crawling slob.
Oh, but hold it.
A waller and a
hold it, you.
Stop, will you? Well, gosh, you shouldn't ought to stop me. Rich, I was just commencing to like it.
It was like trying to stop a runaway bull.
Oh, yeah, one more thing.
What's that?
You can't thank with Maverick runaway bull?
I just trying to get out of my system.
Oh.
You, I'm confused. I don't want to think about the whole situation, Hugh. I'll take a walk and give it some thought.
You still think, then, that I'm going to try to kill you, huh, Rich?
No. No, of course not, Hugh. I trust you. I know you wouldn't do anything to hurt me.
Good man.
I'll see you in a little while, huh?
Okay. Hey, how come you're backing toward the door?
What am I supposed to do, turn around and give you a chance to stick a knife in my back?
Okay, now the way I see it, the only thing to do is to take Rich down to that phony Swanee and make him admit that his crystal ball was running on only two cylinders.
And if he tells Rich that he made the whole thing up, it ought to clear up this ridiculous situation.
Sure. Yeah, but how are we going to find Rich to drag him down there and see that phony Swanee? We've been walking in straight for hours. We were looking for him. And we think being hard in hell to Ken Tankler's Maverick runaway bull, a low down forward.
All right, hold it, hold it. First of all, we've got a weak. Hey, isn't that him over there on the other side of the tree?
Oh, yes, that is Rich. Oh, I'm so glad we found him. Rich! Oh, Rich!
Rich, wait for us.
All right, Ken Tankler's Maverick, wait up. Come near me, murder incorporated.
No, Rich, don't run away.
You couldn't decide which one of you is my best friend, so you decided to gang up, huh? Well, you never get me. Never!
Come on, we got to catch him. Let's go.
Come on, let's go. Let's run forward after him.
He's still after me. I've been running so fast, too. 3 blocks back, I passed Roger Bannister. How am I going to get away from him? Hey, look, there's a police station. That's it. The police will protect me. I'll make them lock me in a cell.
And those murderers can't get at me, the fiends.
Are you a policeman?
No, I'm wearing this blue suit because I'm going to a bluebird meeting where Russ Gross is going to have a bead string in contest. I'm a policeman. My name is Sergeant O'Toole. Now, what do you want, bud?
Lock me up, Sergeant. Lock me up.
Oh, I can't lock you up. Mac lets you guilty of a crime.
Okay, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Lock me up.
Hold it. Hold
it. Lock.
Hold it. What are you guilty of?
I don't know. What's open today?
Say that again.
What crimes have you got?
Well, let me see. Alphabetically, from top to bottom, we got... You see, I'm very good at this because I got 86 on the police department examination.
Oh, please, Sergeant. It's a matter of life and death. Lock me in a cell.
Not until you tell me what crime you're guilty of. Oh, wait a minute. How about arson?
Yeah, that's it. I'm guilty of arson.
Okay, arson. That'll be fine. Hold it.
Huh?
No more arson today. We filled our quota. How about assault with a deadly weapon? That's the next on the list alphabetically. You see, I'm very familiar with the list because I got 86 in the examination. I could have got 87.
Please,
but the fellow in front of me cheated. What?
3 people are trying to kill me. That's murder.
Violation of section 187B of the criminal code. I remember that because on the examination I got 86, you see. I did real good on the part.
Sergeant O'Toole, please. Can't you please cook up a minor charge and lock me up for a few days so I'll be safe?
I'd like to help you out, friend, but between you and me, you wouldn't like it. The food in this jail is miserable.
Please, Sergeant,
no,
please.
I wouldn't even touch it, except the food in the wife cooks is even worse.
There's only one way to do this.
Yeah.
Here, take this. My ankle.
Violation of Section 53D, abusing an officer.
And this.
My nose! Violation of Section 196, assault on an officer with a dangerous weapon.
And you didn't really want this inkwell on your desk, did you? What?
You broke it. Violation of Section 11B, paragraph 3, destruction of police property.
Okay, now lock me up. I'm a criminal.
I'll spot out. If we put phony crooks like you in jail, how are we going to have room for honest criminals?
But, Sergeant, I...
Oh, shucks.
What was that?
Nothing. I just said, oh, shucks.
Ah,
violation of Section 274C, paragraph 11, use of foul, vulgar language in the presence of the police officer. Come with me.
Huh?
Come on now, I'm locking you up. I don't mind it if you hit me or poke me or kick me or break up my property, but if there's anything I can't stand, it's anyone who would use foul language.
Poor shit.
Oh, shucks. You said it again! Poor
thing! Gee, locked up in a cell, eating bread and water. I'm getting flatter. No fresh air, sunlight. Damp, dark, miserable. Man, this is living. Criminals will never get me in here, and as long as I can treat myself.
Officer, I can explain everything.
Look, Mallory, and Denali is getting her eye out.
Let's come after the judge. Section 317, paragraph 4. Now, come on. Into this cell.
Oh, but officer, this is... Rich!
Rich, we've been looking every place for you.
Hey, you sure look pretty in there, Rich. Thanks, them bars, you look like a bird in a jelly cage.
You're not gonna watch these assassins in the snow with me, are you?
Yep, it's the only show we got left.
What?
But don't worry, they ain't dangerous. They was just picked up a chase of some poor skinny fellow in glasses down the street that ran a boulevard stop. Violation of section. Yeah. Maybe I better do some more studying before the next examination. You see, I got 86 on the last one.
Huh? You can't lock them in it. You can't. They're gonna kill me. That's what the Swami said.
Will you please pipe down in that cell? How do you expect me to go to a trance over here in mine?
Swami?
What's he doing here?
Oh, you know him? That's Hussein. Oh, we bring him in here every couple of weeks to practice in fortune telling without a license. He's a real phony.
You mean he's not really an honest to goodness fortune teller?
Of course not, pal. That's what we've been trying to tell you.
Then you're not trying to kill me?
Welcome home, Rich.
You mean to tell me you actually fell for that big faker's line? Why, he's nothing but a fraud. Always guilty of violating section... Section 270, paragraph 8, article 3B, impersonating a mind reader. I got an 87 on my examination.